Hello, everyone. Alex Mazza here with you. And today I come bearing clips, audio clips of right wingers basically bashing women. Yes, that's right. Today we're going to focus on the right wings talking conversations, I should say, about women. And it is not pretty. And it could be any woman. It could be anyone from Michelle Obama to how single women are just sluts who need a husband. It could be any of that. But first, let's start this clip off with a very recent clip from the just the stupidest cable news program on television. Just the dumbest. And just, I don't even know how who greenlit this over at Fox News, but it's a little show called Hashtag Outnumbered. And basically the point of the show is four women talk about issues, and one man gets to sit on the panel. And normally the one man usually hates women, so it makes for really awful television. And it's funny because the man is called the Hashtag One Lucky Man. Yes, because when you get to sit next to Kimberly Guilfoyle and Dana Perino, it's always a lucky time. But the first clip I want to share with you is from Tuesday, I believe, from last week, the week of August 11th, on one of the editions of Outnumbered, and the Hashtag One Lucky Man was Dr. Keith Ablow. And during a discussion about Michelle Obama's nutrition program, it got a little sexist. And by a little, I mean a lot, because it's Dr. Keith Ablow. Here it is.
We don't need the federal government applying, projecting these standards upon us. And Michelle Obama is so, like, the Duchess when she speaks.
She's kind of
about
annoying,
she is. By
and
the way,
well
they're not
she
just
be eating. She needs to drop a few.
Let's be honest.
Like, I mean, there's no French fries happening. That's all kale and carrots. I don't buy it.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Well, I'm just saying.
Okay, listen.
You're her husband. I want some nutrition advice from Barack.
I like her booty.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
The fitness of the first lady aside, and
holy shit. Yes, Michelle Obama needs to lose a few, because that's not sexist at all, because Michelle Obama's so fat. That was a quintessential Dr. Keith Ablow right there. It was shameful, it was disgusting, it was everything we expected from him. But just the fact that he said to the First Lady of the United States, you should drop a few. And of course the women reacted like they should, shocked, but they didn't go, hey, Dr. Keith Ablow, why don't you go fuck yourself? They didn't do that, because they should have, but it's cable. Fun tip, FCC doesn't really like cable, so on the cable news, it could be a debate, and the one guy just goes, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. FCC doesn't care, but yet they don't, but yet you can't say fuck on CNN. Oh no, you can't say fuck on CNN or Fox. That would be fun, though. Yeah, that was Dr. Keith Ablow. Oh, I want nutritional advice from Barack, and he said it in a sarcastic manner, as if somehow Barack's a fatty. Like, oh yeah, Michelle Barack, couple fatties. And that was a disgusting. And the thing was, he went on another Fox News show. I'm not sure which one it was. One of the news programs, and they asked him about it, and he doubled down on it. He wasn't like, yeah, that was a mistake, I'm sorry. He just doubled down on it. He was like, yeah, she's still fat. She needs to drop a few. What a fatty. Yes, because Michelle Obama's just so fat. And the woman who was sitting next to him, who was like, yeah, Michelle Obama, she needs to lose junk. That was Kennedy. And Kennedy, even though she's a libertarian, Kennedy used to be a former MTV VJ. And she hosted a game show on the Game Show Network called Friend or Foe. It's actually a pretty entertaining game show. But other than that, she's basically done that. And now she hosts The Independents on the Fox Business Network, even though it should be called The Libertarians. And that was Kennedy. doing that, and she was actually the most level-headed one there because she was shocked and kind of appalled by it. But, yeah, and Dr. Keith Apple's kind of sitting there, like, with his arms around the sofa, like, yeah, I know what I'm talking about because I'm a doctor. He's also used to have, in 2006 and 2007, syndicated television season, the Dr. Keith Abloh show that was canceled after one season because it was really just a bad show that was also very transphobic. Yeah, there were a couple episodes where it's like, here's a tranny. And that was like my husband is a tranny. The Dr. Keith Abloh show. That was basically the Dr. Keith Apple show. It's like my husband, he's a tranny, and Dr. Keith is like, your husband's a tranny, and then the announcer's like, coming up next on the Dr. Keith Apple tranny program. But yeah, that's typical Dr. Keith, and he's part of the Fox News Medical A team. The A stands for asshole, obviously. Fox News Medical A team. It's experts in medicine who need some medicine. And they clearly need some medicine, and they give medical advice. We move on to the next clip, and this was a clip that kind of went a little viral, too. And that was also on Outnumbered, because the show where women talk about women things, or cultural, societal things, just happens to have the most anti-women things come out of it, because women, am I right? Feminism, girls, ladies, come on. Oh, fuck feminism. I don't need to be a victim of rape because I don't know what feminism is. And Jesse Waters, the producer of The O'Reilly Factor, or as I like to call him, the one-trick pony, Cameron Face, ooh, ambush interview guy, who gave $500 to Obama in 2012. How does he still have a job? He went on Outnumbered a couple months ago and basically said some pretty tone-deaf and sexist stuff. Shockingly, this is what he said. And just before I play it, I just want to mention that I know trannies is a slur, and I did not mean to use it as a slur. They called them trannies on the show. I am totally for trans rights. Just wanted to point that out there. Here is what Jesse Waters said.
Get that service through her employer's health care plan because her employer doesn't think she should be using contraception.
It's a lie.
Well, that's just not true, right, Jesse? Yeah. I mean, the Hobby Lobby is going to continue to provide 16 forms of contraceptive to their employees.
Right, and it's about $9 a month, I think, at CVS. She's acting like Hobby Lobby all of a sudden is telling these women that work for them to wear a burqa or something like that. You know, it's like if someone said, you know, my boss isn't buying me a gun, he's denying me my Second Amendment rights. It doesn't make sense. Having access to contraception is not in the Constitution. She's dead wrong about that. And Hillary Clinton, I'm not surprised. This is her bread and butter. This is how she's going to try to win the White House. This is what she's going to go to. She needs the single ladies vote. I call them the Beyonce voters, the single ladies. Obama won single ladies by 76% last time, and they made up about a quarter of the electorate.
Yep, it's true.
You know, they depend on government because they're not depending on their husbands. They need things like contraception, health care, and they love to talk about equal pay.
Put a ring on it, guys. Am I right? Yeah, I totally forgot that in that clip, he was responding to what Hillary Clinton had to say about the Hobby Lobby decision. And I'm not sure where to begin with that clip, because it's like, first of all, Hillary Clinton was right, where if you want the birth control, you have to go to your employer. And they're like, well, that's a lie. You can just go to, like, that's a lie. Yeah, of course. Yeah, women are talking about it, so obviously they know. They understand, because Roger Ailes doesn't tell them to say that at all. Yeah, that's a lie. It's like if I want a gun and my boss denies it, those things are not the same. That is not the same. An employer would never give a person a gun, okay? They're treating it as if somehow it's a constitutional right, that liberals are saying it's a constitutional right and birth control. It's not. It's just common sense. If you're a woman, birth control is more than just, I want to have all the sex I want and not get pregnant. Just, woo, I just want to put my legs up and have all the sex I want. That's not what birth control is, Rush Limbaugh and everyone else at Fox. I should send a memo and just go, excuse me, but I need to kind of, I'm a man, I have a dick, but you don't know what you're talking about. But it's like, oh, yeah, it's like she's saying you want to wear a burqa. Again, tone deaf reaction. And of course they discredit Hillary Clinton, but it's like, oh yeah, that's a lie. What she's saying is it's a lie. And I'm sure the women watching, they're going, yep, that's right. That is so right. That man is right. But I think it's the fact that he thinks that all single women, A, are solely Democratic voters, B, you know, they're sluts, C, they want their birth control so badly, and D, they have to rely, they rely on their husbands. Oh, yeah, they need a husband. Am I right? That's not what it is. And people think feminism is like that, that feminism is just like, all women want is the right to be a slut. That is not it at all. That is totally not what feminism is. That's like the Fox News definition of feminism, which is make it incredibly simplistic and wrong. So people will say that incredibly simplistic and wrong thing, which they do very well on the Mediaite comment section, because that's a vast cesspool of right-wing shittery, or as others call it, right-wing fuckery. But just the fact that he would say that sexist thing, that like all women are dependent on their husbands, those sluts, they can't think for themselves, that is so sexist and so inappropriate. And if Jesse Waters has a girlfriend, she should dump him. Hard. She should dump him so hard. The next clip that I want to get to, we have, which one do I want? Oh, there are so many. Let's see. We did that one. Greg Gutfeld, who is on The Five and hosts the show that's on at 2 o'clock in the morning, so you know it's good, Red Eye, that nobody watches. Nobody watches it. Nobody knows it exists. I forgot it existed. So they put him on The Five as well, so he can say things that he thinks are funny that aren't. He thinks he's a comedian, but he's not really funny. He's not very good at it. And what he has to say is kind of dumb and farcical and just not good at all. But this is what he had to say on the Hobby Lobby decision. Spoiler, feminism sucks, it's bad, it is a cancer. Here it is.
You know, Fox News won't let me swear on the air. Is that denying my First Amendment rights? No, I can go outside and swear all I want. I can find another place to swear. Just so happens where I work, I can't use certain phrases that I love so much because I would lose my job. But that does not infringe on my rights. For feminist bloggers especially, this is their World Cup, but their World Cup is empty. You talk about overblown. They make Linda Blair from The Exorcist look like Audrey Hepburn. No grace involved in this, just shrieking. And it's because for a lot of these women who are activists, screaming is what they majored in. In campuses provide degrees in grievance. And there is no skill, there is no talent, just petulance. And it gets to a bigger point. You know, women have fought the stigma of fragile emotional behavior for decades, for being accused of not being able to handle things. This hysteria by feminists has set back their cause by decades. I mean, they are truly resembling hysterics over a lot of this stuff, and they're being dishonest to other women. I don't believe they represent all women. They represent a small part of women who essentially do this for a living. This is what they do.
Mm-hmm. It's gone from Bob. I am woman.
Again, not the same. Not the same. And of course, it's the feminists' fault. Because they shriek. Oh, yeah. Yo, those feminists, they majored in grievance. Oh, they make Linda Blair look like Audrey Hepburn. Oh, yeah, that's such a relevant. Oh, yeah, aren't you so hip and cool, Greg Gutfeld, with your relevant pop culture references? That is not what feminism is, again. Not what it is. It's not shrieking. They don't represent a... Are you saying that feminists only represent feminists? That's what I don't get. Like, if somehow it's like, we don't represent women. We just represent other feminists. Like, that's what he was saying. Like, the rest of the women just don't believe it. They don't believe in their own rights. They don't believe in equal opportunity. No, fuck that. They don't believe it. Only feminists want to deal with feminists. Like, that's what he's saying. And that's what happens on The Five, like, every day. If it's not Dana Perino saying something or Bob Beckel saying, you know, it was the Oriental's fault. And it's like, what are you doing, Bob Beckel? This is about feminism. And he says the N-word and then falls asleep and drools. And then Kimberly Guilfoyle is like, I agree with you, Dana Perino. And that's the, basically The Five. And then Greg Gutfeld makes a stupid, oh, yeah, they make a Linda Blair look like Audrey Hepburn. You know, makes that stupid reference because the old man jerking off to The Five is suddenly like laughing while he's jerking off to The Five. But I love to say that old men would jerk off to The Five. I don't know why. But that was the point that Greg Gutfeld was making. And I thought the bigger point was the point he made before he said the bigger point. It was like, this is their World Cup, and their World Cup is empty. Oh, yes, because the Hobby Lobby decision was so great. It was just so great, because religious freedom involves restricting rights, your repro rights. Oh. And they don't get it. It's like they want to stand up for anything religious. Like, if a Christian wanted to stone gays, took that to the Supreme Court, they would defend that because it's his religious right. He's a Christian, and therefore he can stone the gays. Like, that's what, like, they'll defend anything that's not equality. Anything. Doesn't matter. Could be the worst thing ever. It could be genocide. They'll still defend it. Doesn't matter to them. And for Greg Gutfeld to say the things he did about feminism are wrong, it's sexist, it's making assumptions about something you frankly don't know. Like, his view of feminism is like, it's just a small minority. Like, he doesn't understand feminism at all. It's like feminists are like this like caricature of like they never shave and all they want to do is just go to coffee houses and do their slam poetry about their menstrual cycles. Like, that's what feminism is. Ooh, very good, Greg Gutfeld. You did a good job of describing feminism. And, of course, the women surrounding it, it's okay because there are women there. It's like, he can say the most sexist things, but it's fine because there are women there. And the women are like, ha, aren't you right, Greg Gutfeld? Okay. The next clip comes from Not the Opinion program on Fox. I don't know why I'm using all Fox clips, but they're just easier to get. The next one comes from not an opinion program like Hannity, Kelly File, O'Reilly, Five, hell, even Cavuto. It comes from Happening Now, which is their straight news program in the mornings. And they inject opinion. Supreme Court reporter Shannon Breen is talking about Women's History Museum and kind of how that's a bad thing. And if you'll notice, they interview this woman, and surprise, she's the founder of a very conservative women's group that has a very moderate name called the Society Against Concerned Women. They interview her about how this women's museum is a thing for the left because everything's political. And John Scott, at the end of the package that Shannon Breen does. I'm not playing this clip for the interview. I'm saying what John Scott says after. Here it is.
We need to talk about that Margaret Sanger, in addition to Planned Parenthood, had eugenicist views. Our concern is that this is going to become a platform for leftist ideology, an indoctrination school for school children.
Joan Wages, president and CEO of the proposed museum, says it is far too early to talk about specific content and that a bipartisan congressional commission would have initial oversight of the project.
There will be a commission that will look at establishing the museum, but the commission will be structured such that there are four appointees by Republican leadership and four by Democratic leadership.
Skeptics say that commission, yet to be formally created but with growing bipartisan support, would play a key role in choosing an initial site location, but it's unclear that it would have any real authority to oversee actual content. A number of professional historians are also now raising concerns because a council that was made up of historians, professors, and experts had been advising the museum, but one member says Joan Wages disbanded the group after plenty of internal criticism. Wages says the museum planners do continue to work with other historians and that it would be, quote, absurd to work on a museum without their input. John?
Shannon, is there any talk of getting us a men's history museum?
That one I will keep you updated about. Have not heard anything on the street about that one.
I'm just asking, okay.
Haha, because men haven't, you know, men have no role at all. It's all about the men. Okay, there's so much bullshit in just that like, minute sound clip. There's just so much. And the clip starts off with that, oh, it's going to become for leftist ideology. And they present that conservative woman as if somehow she is absolutely accredited, as if what she has to say is the truth. Yes, it's for leftist ideology, this women's museum. Celebrating the rights of women and celebrating the achievements of women is just a leftist thing. It's going to be for leftist ideology, where women are going to be brainwashed into wanting to achieve better things than being a wife. Ugh, what a leftist thing. And as you can see, they present that. And then they kind of bemoan the fact that the museum, they actually present a fact, but yet they bemoan the fact that it's like, oh, well, they have 4 Democrats and 4 Republicans, but they disbanded it. Oh, for the love of God. Oh, you know, it's like, women and men should be the same. And everything with Fox News is all about, Fox News has a very just childish way of responding to things, which is, well, they got something, so why can't we get something? Why do women get a museum? Why can't men get a museum? Because men don't need a museum because their achievements are virtually everything else. It's like, can't you let women have their own museum where they can show off their achievements? Where you can say, look at what women have done. But yet we have to bemoan that because, oh, the left. Ugh, leftist ideology. Okay, apparently empowering women is a political thing that is unique and belongs to the Democrats and the liberals. And you know what? If that's the case, you're not getting any women votes, Republicans. But the reason I picked that sound clip wasn't for the package that Shannon Breen, a Supreme Court reporter who's supposed to be a straight news person, I didn't play it for that Shannon Breen package. I played it for what John Scott says at the end, which is like, any news of a women's history museum? And she's like, haha, John Scott, you're so funny. You're so funny. No, we'll keep you up to date on that. That's such a, like, a male mentality. Like, well, if women can't get a museum, why can't men? Why can't men get a museum? Men have done things. It's like, we all know what men have done. And you know what? A lot of what men have done is not at all a proud moment in American history at all. And for us to bemoan the fact that women have a museum, for Fox News to do that is very sad. And you can just tell that, you can tell it's coming from the top at Roger Ailes. Like, the morning meeting was like, oh, I see Washington, D.C. is having a women's museum. Why can't we ask why there's a man's museum? And then kind of, you know, And it's like, quick, get that to the happening now newsroom. Quick. John Scott, I need you to ask a question. Yes, ask if there's a man going to be a man's museum. Discredit the women's museum. Is there going to be a men's? Like, this is a freaking Fox News thing where it's like, anything men, like anything women, it's like, well, why aren't there men? Why can't there be men's rights activists who are as prominent on TV? Why can't there be men's rights museums? You know, why can't there be the achievements of men? We know what the achievements of men are. You want the achievements of men? Open up a fucking history book. They don't need to be, you know, if we want to go to the achievements of men, then you're telling me that you want slavery and genocide and, you know, oh, yeah, we totally want to put up the fact that, you know, men were slaveholders. We totally want to put that up. We want to celebrate that. It's kind of like, men don't need a museum. We know what men have done. And you know what? Leadership is better under women. I know MRAs hate that. The men's rights activists hate that because women, I know, all they do is pretend they get raped and lie about it because they're a bunch of fucking liars, because that's what men's rights activists think it is. Men's rights activists basically deal in misogyny and sexism, where it's like, women, all they do is lie about being raped and play the victim card. Am I right, guys? Like, that's an men's rights activist. And that's a very men's rights activist mentality that the women of Fox News have. The women of Fox News are, like, strident men's rights activists. not along with the men. But that's just like a point that Fox News always likes to make. And then they put it in the viewers' heads like, that is right. Why isn't there a men's history museum? Oh, shit. I need to protest this and write death threats to the leader of this women's rights museum. How dare women have a history museum? Men need a history museum as well. Okay, the next clip is probably just as disgusting. It's Geraldo Rivera, who is still relevant somehow. He's talking about divorce. I don't even want to explain it. Here's the clip.
Almost half of those in their 20s and 30s would support a so-called beta marriage. What's a beta marriage? It's a two-year trial marriage. At the end of the marriage, it can be formalized or dissolved with no divorce or paperwork required. What do you think, Ainsley? You like this idea?
Listen, I am one of those that goes into marriage hoping it's for life. You know, I feel like if you go in looking for a way out, then you're gonna
how
have
long
experience
have you been married?
Failure. A year and a half.
Well, a year and a half.
2 years in October. But I don't know. Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith both said divorce is not an option, and if we say that it is, then we're going to go in knowing that there can be a failure, and we don't want to go.
Geraldo, how many times have you been married?
I've been married for 11 years with Erica, August 2nd. I want to state that first. But I had a lot of beta marriages, Andrea, before that. I had four divorces.
Do you think that if you were able to do a beta marriage, you probably wouldn't have so many divorces?
Let me approach that from a different direction. Uh-huh. I'm the father of three daughters. Mm-hmm. And I hate this idea. Why do I hate this idea? And I know that this may provoke a Stephen Smith-like reaction. Mm. But I think, essentially, although there's an increase in two-income marriages, generally speaking, the man is the breadwinner more often than not, although now increasingly women do work. But I think that what a woman brings to a marriage more than anything else, to a relationship, is her youth. Her youth is a fragile and diminishing resource. So if a woman were to invest 2 years in one of these marriages and then to be rejected by the man, I think that she has given up a valuable asset that is unequal.
I wish there was a camera on Jedediah's face right now.
I'm like this right now.
In other words, the man gets everything and the woman gets nothing from this.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, my fuck. That is a chauvinistic view that, all a woman brings to a marriage is her youth. That's the most important thing. Not love, her youth. Which is basically saying, she brings that tap pussy. And when that pussy becomes loose, you dump that pussy out and get yourself a new one. Like, that's basically what he was saying. I'm flabbergasted. And the women, and by the way, that came from Outnumbered as well. I think three of the five clips I played have come from Outnumbered, which is where the most vile things about women have been said on that channel. That's gross, Geraldo. No wonder you've been married four times. I have three daughters. Kind of said that weird. Beta marriage, first of all, that's a stupid idea. It's like, I've been in a few beta marriages. Okay, yeah, no wonder. That beta marriage, that's just a dumb idea. But for Geraldo to think that, you know, the most important thing a woman brings to her marriage is her youth? Like, come on. He clearly doesn't value women, obviously. Yeah, I'm shell-shocked. Kind of that's just shocking. That's just shocking and not surprising, but just it's not that I'm surprised. It's just not shocking. It's just shocking that somebody would say that to a panel of women, mind you, four other women, and you hear it's like, oh, can we get the camera on her face? If only we had the camera on her face right now, like, she'd be shocked, and I'm sure she was. But man, that was bad. The most important thing a woman brings to her marriage is her youth. Huh. I think he's talking about tight pussy. I think that's code for tight pussy. Like, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Like, I don't know. That's code for something. I can tell you what. He doesn't mean youth as in, oh, she's so young. He means something else. He totally means something else. That's all I have. Those are all the clips I have for now. I was going to have a couple more. There was a couple more, one about how they were going to bemoan the gender wage gap. I was like, oh, women don't make as much, but I didn't get around to capturing those clips. But I think you kind of expected that they would be against that. Now, if they were for that, then I would have had that clip, and I would have been like, now with all of that, here's some clarity from Megyn Kelly. But it was not. It was Megyn Kelly going, isn't this a myth? And then Dana Loesch, who is a right-wing ideologue and not very bright, says, oh, yes, it is. It is a myth. And that is it. And everyone accepts it. Because that's the Fox News role, which is, it is a myth. Place goes. And I was like, okay, cool. We're done here. I can repeat that to all my women friends. And I will have no women friends after that. The next one I'm going to, because I enjoy doing this. I enjoy capturing these sound clips from the right wing and playing them. I'll try to diversify and make them more than just outnumbered /5, but, or just Fox News in general. But the next one I want to do is, I want to continue my crusade on the student loan college cost issue and I have some sound clips from Fox News and other right wingers who don't like the idea of student loan forgiveness because it is this was a Kimberly Guilfoyle quote, which is that the student loan forgiveness that Obama's proposing is proposed back in 2012 was just one big voter registration drive for the Democrats. Because anything progressive is just one big voter registration drive for the Democrats. Like, the Democrats don't care about the issues. They just want votes. That's all they care about. Everything's just one big political game with them. Just one big political, just voter registration drive. Because that's what they happen in their meetings. They're like, how can we gain more youth and Latino voters? Nancy Pelosi, I think I have found the issue. Make student loan forgiveness and they will come and vote for us in droves. Quick, get the president on the line. So yeah, so the next time I'm gonna have sound clips, but they're not gonna be about bashing women. They're gonna be about bashing the right wing on student loan forgiveness. I mean me, because I don't have anyone else to do this with but me. It's just me. There's nobody else here. It's just me and my thoughts, which is quite dangerous, actually. But the next time, that's what I'm going to do. We're going to do some sound clips with the right wing talking about student loans and how it's not an issue. Not an issue. Get a job. Work. Get a job that doesn't exist because there are no jobs for young people. Well, I hope you're angry after this. And if you are, I'm sorry. But I'm Alex Mazza saying until then, you're just going to have to wait. God damn it, you're gonna have to wait. See you on the flip side.